G'day everyone, it's TJ, obviously from New Zealand Mysteries. Thanks so much, podcasters, for tuning in and listening to my stories. You might know that I have a YouTube channel and a Facebook page, so would love to see you there. But what I do is record a video for Facebook, YouTube, and then put it on here, just the audio for a podcast. So I just wanted to pop over and say thank you to all you guys, because I really appreciate the support and love that you listen. But let's get into this week's case. Thanks, guys. New Zealand Mysteries is a community of people who are compassionate and want to help in the search for answers for victims and their families. We are on YouTube, Facebook, and podcasts. Thanks to those that like, subscribe, follow, share, or donate, because New Zealand Mysteries only works with your help. Links for all these options will be in the description box below or in the show notes if you are on podcast. Let's get into our case today. So today we're looking into the disappearance of Michael Stewart from Whanganui. Now, if you are a returning subscriber, which I love you guys for keep coming back, you will know that in New Zealand it's really hard to find media coverage of cases that we're looking into because of the size of our country. You know, we've only got 5 million people. So we only have 2 or 3 sites or places we can go to for information, for articles, and quite often, as you'll see in this case, really there's only 2 articles being written, and one looks like it's copy and pasted from the police, you know, thing that they put out. It's really hard, but we do have a couple to look at, so let's get into it. And by the way, don't pick on me too much for that photo beside me of Michael. I know I'm not good at these things, but I'm trying my very best. So let's look at Google Maps just for a little minute. You will see New Zealand on screen. You will see the North Island and the South Island and little Stewart Island down here. Very adventurous we were in the naming of our islands. Up top we have the North Island, and down south we have the South Island. So, yeah, real great names. Well done. So, Whanganui is here with this big red dot thing. So, just in there in the North Island. Let's learn a little bit more about Whanganui. Whanganui, which has just left the room, there it is. Whanganui, also spelled Whanganui, is a city in the Manawatu Whanganui region of New Zealand. The city is located on the west coast of the North Island at the mouth of the Whanganui River, New Zealand's longest navigable waterway. Navigable. Is that even a word? Anywho, Whanganui is the 19th most populous urban area in New Zealand and the second most populous in Manawatu Whanganui region, with a population of 42,300 as of June 2021. Like several New Zealand urban areas, it was officially designated a city until an administrative reorganisation in 1989 and is now run by District Council. Although the city was called Whanganui from 1854, in February 2009 the NZ Geographic Board recommended the spelling be changed to Whanganui. And in 2009 also the government decided that while either spelling was acceptable, Crown agencies would use the Whanganui spelling going forward. And guys, I don't know why this keeps jumping, because it's me. But anywho, look at this picture. This is beautiful. I'm going to read you what's down the bottom. From atop the Jury Hill War Memorial Tower, a view early morning of the Whanganui River to the northwest and Dublin Street Bridge. Now, listen to this last... what is it? It's a sentence. Listen to the last sentence and remember it, because we're going to need it. City Bridge is just to the left and out of shot. So I'm betting it's like down there. The CBD and Memorial Gardens just over the river. So there's reasons I want you to remember about that City Bridge when we look at some things later on. Let's go to police.govt.nz, and this is a release. Whanganui police are seeking the public's help to find 27-year-old Michael Stewart, who has been missing since Monday. Remember, this is 2017, so not Monday, today or tomorrow. Police are also seeking any sightings of his distinctive car. Family members reported Mr. Stewart missing on the afternoon of Monday, 27th February 2017, after he hadn't been seen at his Whanganui home all day. Okay, I don't call that a distinctive car. However, if you're on podcast, it is a later model white station wagon car. Mr. Stewart travels in a white Toyota Caldina, similar to the one pictured with registration number EDD7. Now, this is distinctive, EDD7. The car's not distinctive. Michael is described as approximately 5'9" with a medium build and facial hair, and photos of him are attached. Police ask anyone who may be able to assist us with locating Mr. Stewart to contact their local police station. We'll go over numbers you can call later. Now, you'll come to see how cool the New Zealand police is. This is the second photo that they've got on file, and I'm just saying that, am I going to be up that close to the guy to recognise him as Michael Stewart from this photo? No, I don't think so. But check this one out. This is how good the New Zealand police are. Obviously, this has been in their system for 3, 4, 5 years, because from 2017, they would have had these pictures, and they chopped this guy's head off. New Zealand police have some respect and some decency. How can people help when you don't give them the basic tools to do so? I'm really, really peeved about this, as you might be able to tell. But we digress and we move on. So let's take a look at one of our first articles from nzherald.co.nz via the Whanganui Chronicle. This was 2nd of March 2017. And here, obviously, we have the proper photo. Whanganui police are seeking the public's help to find 27-year-old Michael Stewart, who has been missing since Monday. Police are also seeking sightings of any of his car, a white Toyota Caldina, similar to the one pictured with registration number EDD7. Does this sound familiar, what we're talking about? Like, could the... better not be copy and pasted from the police page. That would be wrong on so many levels. Let's see. Family members reported Mr. Stewart missing on the afternoon of Monday, February 27th, after he hadn't been seen at his Whanganui home all day. He has still not returned home, and police, family and friends are seriously concerned for his well-being. Again, he is described as approximately 1.75 metres tall with a medium build and facial hair. Come on. Surely they could have, they didn't have to just copy and paste it from the police website. I mean, that's just lazy as shit. But I'll say no more, because we have got one more article to look at, and it is by NZ Herald as well, but it does give us some more information. Quickly, before we get on to the next article, if you have any info about the cases I cover, go to the police website, call 105 or 0800 555 111, which is for Crime Stoppers Anonymous. You can send emails to me, nzmissing@gmail.com, for case suggestions. We're on Facebook, we're on New Zealand Missing website and WordPress there. If you can support the channel to get better equipment and continue the fight for victims and their families, you can buy me a coffee. Go to buymeacoffee.com/NZ Mysteries, or there will be PayPal links and other ways in the description box or show notes for you to go ahead with. And let's quickly say thank you to these folks, because without these folks I wouldn't have a computer, and I wouldn't be here doing what I do. So thank you so much to Matt Pritchard, Cherie Riley, Sylvia Oliver, Bianca Jade, Lily Penwarden, Andrea McMillan. Thank you for your donations. They are so appreciated. And to Greg for giving me, well, selling me an old laptop that's been refurbished. Now it's a newish laptop, but it's still old, but it's great, so thank you so much. I hope I haven't forgot anyone. Please tell me if I have, and if you donate, please message me and tell me what name you would like to be displayed on the next video. Let's move on. Let's take a look at the nzherald.co.nz again. This is by Emma Russell, 4th of March 2018. Family tell of anguish over Whanganui man missing for a year. Obviously, this is his family. We've got family holding on to hope, and this is his uncle Michael Davey, sister Megan, mum Marie, and his brother Nick, and Megan's boyfriend Justin. Very, very sad for the family, and I want to reach out and say to you guys, I don't mean any disrespect doing this, and I send all our prayers to you and your family. I hope that one day you'll find out what happened to your loved one. Right, it's been 1 year since Whanganui man Michael Stewart went missing, and still police have no leads. On Thursday, the family spoke to the Chronicle about the heartache of Michael's disappearance and their desperate search for answers. On the morning of Monday, February 27th, last year, the 27-year-old left his home in Whanganui driving a white four-wheel drive Toyota Caldina station wagon. CCTV cameras spotted Mr. Stewart's vehicle crossing the city bridge, and then another camera picked him up near Kaimatera Road, heading north towards the Powder Powder Road on SH4, which is that Highway 4. That's going to make fuck all sense to you. So let's go over here. Right. So you remember what I said in that picture of Whanganui, that remember that it said we were looking at it sort of from this angle here, and I said to listen out about the city bridge, because I, when I first looked at this, didn't know really this a lot. I think this is the city bridge down here. There is another bridge. I don't believe it's this bridge here. I do believe it's this one. I don't know why Google Maps has gone this route, but it's believed that he come down here over here, and he went up on State Highway 4 and up this way. See, Kaimatera Road is here, as what they mentioned, and then they mentioned going they could go up State Highway 4, which is this way, although the uncle got told that he could have gone up this way as well. If you see, they said that he never made it to Raitahi. God, my map is a mess. Okay, so they said that he never went through Raitahi, I need some glasses, because there was no CCTV of him going further than that. Let's take a look. Look at the terrain out here. I mean, if you went missing out here, you'd be buggered, wouldn't you? It's just bush, really. I mean, could he be around in any of these little townships? I mean, sadly, I think it's more than likely, if a person goes missing with a car, not in all cases, but either you'd look for a water source, or they've fallen off somewhere with the car. I mean, that would be my thinking. Hopefully, we all hope he's gone to another world, another country, and he has a new life and everything is good. But so Kaimatera Road runs up here. He could have gone this way, State Highway 4, towards Raitihi, but he didn't make it through there. Anyway, we know that much. So carrying on with this article, none of the cameras spotted him driving through Raitihi, which means he couldn't have travelled further north than that. All the rural side roads, including Fields Track, were searched to the bone and nothing. Not one trace, no leads, and no signs. Can we have a look what Fields Track is? Field Track. Field. Uh-huh, is that it? Fields Track. Oh, there you go. So this is what they were talking about with Fields Track. Obviously somewhere you can take the car and maybe do some trekking or hiking or something like that. I've never been to this part of New Zealand. It looks damn beautiful, and I just have never been, so would love to go. Now, his bank cards have not been accessed and his phone was last active in Upokangaru just before hitting the Paurapaura Road and the turn off to the Whanganui River Road. So one more look back here. If we look down here, this is Upokangaru, I imagine. My Māori pronunciation is shit. Actually, I'm having trouble pronouncing English words tonight, so there's not that much hope for me. Michael had been living with his two younger brothers and mum Marie while completing a truck driving course in Palmerston North. Marie described her son as a bubbly character who would have done anything for anyone. She said his life was pretty good. He seemed happy. I had been laughing with him the night before. I have no idea what happened or where he was going. We thought he had course that day. The last person to see Michael was his brother Nick. Nick said it was about 3 a.m. that morning. I was getting ready to go to work and he was heading to course that day. We just passed each other in the hallway and said, hey. And you can imagine two brothers just like ships in the night, but not really in the night, but like passing each other and just like going, hey, yeah, you know, I don't really want to be up this morning, but I have to be, and yeah, that'll do. Mr. Davies said for the first 3 days he was out there searching with his family and two policemen. Every broken gate, tyre mark, anything that looked suspicious, we checked out. Then I walked the whole length of the Paurapaura Road twice. I found three other wrecked cars, but none of them were Michael's. We hired two helicopters. We've had a drone up there, and I still drive every road I can think of searching. Mr. Davies said he doubted his nephew was still alive, but not knowing was tearing the family up. And we know that not knowing tears families up, and this is why we have a community like this one, because we don't know what it's like, but we can imagine how horrific it must be, and that's why we want to help. Nearly every day my mum, Michael's grandma, calls me up telling me about something that reminded her of Michael. He was like a second son to her. He said he did not think the police had been treated, or the family, I should say, have been treated fairly by police. Have we heard that before somewhere? This police thing? Police dropping the ball, not being overly helpful? It feels like we've been there before. Yes, New Zealand police. He said there have been two policemen, one named Tomo and the other Calvin, who have been great, but they even spend weekends searching on their own time. That's pretty cool. I think it makes a difference with like rural cops that live in the local community, I guess. But apart from them, police have basically told us their hands are tied. Michael's sister Megan said if anyone knew anything to please let them know. It's been a whole year, but with no answers, none of us have been able to grieve. We just want some answers. We just want to find him and know what happened. I don't know, guys. Another case where someone just vanishes off the face of the earth. Another questionable experience from the New Zealand police. Yeah, but at least we got to make a story out of only a couple of articles, which is basically all we've got to work with. If you have any suggestions for cases, please nzmissing@gmail.com. I really want to help as much as I can. Otherwise, please share, like, subscribe, follow, all that stuff. Really love you guys, and I'll see you next time. Be kind to yourself and be kind to everyone else. Okay, guys, see ya.